Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, I'm sure you heard the breaking news there, and I would assume that you're doing fine today and that you'll alert me if you're not, but that's pretty significant breaking news, I would say. Yes?
There's no doubt. Well, you know what? I'm not 100% sure about that, and I'll tell you why in a moment. I mean, obviously, that's a huge story for us. You're talking about Ben, but I think by far the biggest story nationally is Tiger. When I heard about that yesterday, Joe, I just couldn't believe it. That probably means his career is over, you know, at least as we know it. And, man, that's got to have the whole sports world buzzing, doesn't it?
Yeah, that happened not long after you, or at least the reports of it happened not long after you and I got off the air yesterday. And it was hard not to think of, you know, tragedies, automobile accident tragedies involving athletes. I mean, that's where I first went to when I first heard the news. I think I was driving around and I heard Pony's update and heard it and thought of, you know, Pelle Lindbergh, Michelle Briere, Gabe Rivera, all those things flashed through my mind. So thank God that he survived it, because if you heard the people on the scene, the responders and the people from the hospital, he was lucky to survive, honestly. And if you saw the car, you know, he was lucky to survive. So
that's what
thank
I,
God
that's
for that,
what I,
but you're probably right.
That's what I was going to say. Did you see the car? I mean, it was just unbelievable. You wonder how he didn't walk away from it, but you wonder how he survived that kind of crash, Joe. Just a horrible crash. The guy has had some really rotten luck, although, you know, a lot of it has been brought on by himself. I'm just guessing now, and I don't know how you feel. I'm guessing now his career's, over as we know it. I mean, I don't know that he'll ever have a chance to win another major tournament anyway, you know?
It sure looks that way. I mean, who knows the things that they can do. I mean, he's not coming back to play football like Alex Smith, although it sounds like it was a traumatic injury sort of similar to that. They were talking about compound fractures and everything else. So I don't know where he'll be 2-3 years from now. Who knows if he'll make a dramatic comeback, but it sure sounds that way right now, you know?
It sure does. Well, I know obviously the big news around here is Ben. And you know what, Joe? I'm still not going to sign off on this until I actually see it happen. Art did come out and said, we told Ben we want him back. That's the strongest stance they have taken, at least publicly since this whole ordeal, started. But he also said it still comes down to the contract. We got to work that out. So nothing's really changed. I mean, they have indicated they would like him back if they could work out the contract, and they still have to do that. Now, the other part of that is I can't imagine Art would say, we want him back and then have it possibly blow up in their face if it doesn't work out. But I'm still not going to sign off on this until I actually see a deal done.
When you say nothing's changed, to me, the Steelers had a very different stance on this only days ago. Ben is still on our team, and now I told Ben we would like to have him back to help us win a championship. I can't imagine it changing more than how it's changed.
Well, it changed from what Kevin Colbert said, but go back and read what Art said when he first spoke about it. He said, you know, Ben has indicated to us we'd want him to come back, and we would like him to come back. He didn't say it quite as strong yesterday, but, you know, what Kevin said the other day about, well, he's on the team for now, that was much stronger yesterday. But Art's stuff, I didn't interpret it as being much stronger, a little bit. And I do think now, you know, my percentage has gone back up. I was at about 95%. Then I went down to 60%. I'm going to go back up to 90-95% that he'll be back.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time figuring why this has gone the way it's gone. Did they need to make a public stance, like let Ben know through the media that the $41 million cap hit needed to change? Who didn't know that? He was never going to play on a $41 million cap hit. So I guess I feel the same way I felt at the very beginning of this, that he was going to come back, that he was going to sign a new contract that was going to push the $19 million they owe him into the future, and he's going to be their quarterback. I just don't get why it had to go the way it went. And I do think, I mean, there's just no way that they don't have an understanding of how this is going to work. Both sides have now talked. You know, Ryan Tolner to Aditi Kinkabala and Jerry Dulac, I believe, and now Art puts out this statement. To me, this is pretty easy to do. If they're going to ask him to take a massive pay cut that he doesn't want to take, and there's going to be a blow-up over it, or it's going to be a deal-breaker, there's no way it gets to this point, I don't think. I mean, this is very, very easy to do. You just sign the new deal and kick it down the road.
You're right. That's what I mean. I don't think it'll blow up now based on what Art said. But have they talked? You know, Tolner came out and said yesterday, we're going to talk about his contract. We don't think it's going to be a problem. I don't know that they have talked yet about it. Now, you know, unless Art in that meeting said, hey, Ben, you know, I don't want you to be offended, but we're going to have to do some major changes here. And I would think that conversation probably took place with Ben, but I'm going to take Tolner at his word that they haven't spoken yet about it.
That's hard for me to believe. I mean, that if that were the case and the Steelers are still planning to say, hey, Ben, will you play for half of what we owe you? I mean, I just can't believe it would have gotten to this point if that hadn't been broached.
And you're right, but go back and read Tolner's statement. We have plans to get together to talk about his contract. I mean, maybe it's been somewhat broached, I guess is the right word. And I'm with you. I mean, I think it's going to end up getting done. I don't know why it had to take this long. It's really shouldn't be that complicated of a deal, you know, if you kick it down the road. But I'm just not going to be 100% convinced until it actually happens.
I hear you. I've been pretty convinced. The Kevin Colbert statement from the other day was the first time I went down a little bit in my percentages. But to me, it never made sense that you wouldn't want him back. What else are you going to do? Go with Mason Rudolph? I've been convinced from the start that they don't believe in Mason Rudolph as their guy. Absolutely convinced by the start, by the best way to be convinced of things, by their actions with Mason Rudolph, that when a season was on the line, they went with Duck. It's as simple as that for me. I mean, they don't want to hand this to Mason Rudolph, or else they would have. This offseason would have been the time to do it. And I think this is the right move. I mean, I just can't imagine. To me, this is almost the easy part now. I'll be shocked if there's contention over the money situation. Like, suddenly, surprisingly, they want Ben to take a massive cut and he doesn't want to take it. I'm sure that they've talked in generalities, like, all right, are you going to ask him to take a huge cut? No, that's not going to be the case. Or however it went, I can't imagine that there's going to be an 11th hour, like, shocker that's going to blow this thing apart.
And I agree with that. I do. I agree with that. But until it is actually done, then I'll be convinced. But I agree with you 100%. I don't think Art would have come out and said anything, you know, if he wasn't confident they were going to be able to do it. But, you know, Tolner's statement, we're going to talk. Led me to believe that they haven't really sat down to hammer this out yet. And, you know, maybe that'll happen real soon. You know, his signing bonus is coming up here when in mid March. So, you know, you're talking only a couple weeks away. So I'm with you. I think it's absolutely going to happen, but just not quite there yet.
Why did it have to go this way, do you think?
I don't know.
Like, why did they have to make it very explicit that they weren't sure if they wanted Ben back? He wants to play for us, but we're not quite sure if we want him to play. Well, like, why? I don't get that part of it at all.
Well, maybe that was a result. You know, maybe if Toner really wasn't there yesterday, maybe Ben said, hey, listen, you know, I'm going to do whatever I have to do. And, you know, and maybe Art assured him that there wouldn't be any kind of massive pay cut involved here, but there may be some. And Ben said, okay, I'm okay with that. And then once Art heard that, he felt comfortable to come out and make his statement. That's the only thing I can come to a conclusion. I mean, this really, if they wanted him back and they were going to just kick it down the road, they could have done this 3 weeks ago, right? They didn't have to go through all this drama.
You'd think. I mean, it's the length of time is one thing. The public stance of the Steelers is another. It's just the Colbert thing last week. Now, in retrospect,
jarring.
It's just
jarring.
So strange that that was
jarring.
His stance. I mean, maybe he didn't relate the organization's position exactly in the exact words you want, but there's no greater kiss of death to a player than, yeah, he's on our team today. Okay, well, how many times have we heard that about a guy who's then gone tomorrow? Now we get this. Or maybe the Ben's camp made some type of concession in that time. I don't know. I just don't get why the Steelers took the public stance they did. Why it wasn't, yeah, we're gonna work this out. We always work things out when we want a player. Of course we want Ben. Of course we do. And of course he can't play on a $41 million hit this year, but we're gonna find a way to make that work without him taking a cut. You know, I just don't understand why their public stance was the way it was. Maybe it'll all become clear. But at this point, I will be completely stunned if this thing blows up.
And I will. I will be too. I mean, I don't want to lead anybody to believe that I won't feel that same way. But until a deal was actually done, that's all I'm saying. I agree with you 100%.
412-928-9370. I suppose this is yesterday's conversation continued. Now it's become real. That Ben is very, very likely to be back under center for the Steelers. You like it? You hate it? Somewhere in between. Can talk about that. Talk about the Tiger Woods situation. Big win for the Penguins. We got Jay Caulfield coming up at the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.